Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. At least good morning here on the west coast of the USA. And welcome to Sadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Okay, I'll start out with my tuning in chant, like I always do. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow. Namo, 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 namo. To the ancient, divine, beautiful, amazing, fabulous, miraculous wisdom that's within me and all around me, and we all have it. Sometimes we just have to pause a moment and remember. Well, it's been an interesting week since last Tuesday at this time. Boy, did I really go through a lot of stuff. But I kind of had this moment this morning where I was realizing, like, I can find inspiration anywhere. And so I was looking at, I had decided to have a subscription to the Daily Word. I've always really enjoyed the Unity stuff. And maybe because that was the only church I ever went to as a kid. I think I was about 10 or so. Although my parents fought about the whole thing. I mean, whatever. My dad was all about, well, do whatever feels good, except for he didn't like religion. So anyway, the Daily Word. So I'm looking at the one today is confidence. With confidence, I make choices that enrich my life. And what was kind of fun about that is I've been realizing, I maybe talked about it on the show last week about how I can basically, I'm having this experience of living alone for the first time in my life, and I can do anything I want. And so this is awesome. I've been making a list of things that I love to do, and occasionally, you know, just adding little bits here and there. And so I love this. With confidence, I make choices that enrich my life. That's what that's about. And so then as I looked back on some of the other ones, last week, I am enthusiastic and passionate about life. And then the next day, let go and let God. That's one of my favorites. I allow the flow of spirit to carry me. Last Thursday was perfect. I was feeling really alone. And the header is never alone. God is my help in every need. Now, I know not everybody relates to the word God, but it can be universe, your inner voice, whatever it is for you. Friday, guidance. God is my constant guide on my fulfilling journey through life. And Friday was the day I went and did a trade with an old friend of mine for massage, and then I did a reading for her. And oh my gosh, it was like life-changing. We had this flow between us where I would say, okay, I'm getting that you're supposed to work on my head. And then she would have stuff come, and then I would confirm it, or I would have other things on top of that. And it was so fabulous. And then basically the whole session was awesome. And then we switched, and I gave her, she had some questions. And so that was super affirming for me. Like, I'm so on my path. So then Saturday, I love this, that I just felt like a new woman, you know. Then Saturday, the header is free. My burdens disappear when I shine the light of spirit on them. I am free. So talk about perfect. And then Sunday, divine order. I appreciate the divine order and clarity expressing in every part of my life. Then yesterday, world peace. I hold a vision of peace and harmony for the world. And so, you know, one of the things about that is, I really, really, really feel so strongly that as we love ourselves, and loving ourselves is the way to world peace, because the more we love ourselves, the more we love everyone around us, which then creates this really fabulous atmosphere where people don't get all pushed out of shape by something somebody says, or you know, and then the angels are showing me the snail trail again of as we are basically wallow around in our joy and our love of ourselves and gratitude for all that we are and all that we have, we share that, we ooze that out. We, as we walk, we leave a snail trail of joy and love and appreciation of ourselves, which then, as we ooze that out and radiate that out, they're showing all these like light beams coming out of our whole body. Others feel that. They pick up on the snail trail. They feel the love. They feel the joy, and that inspires them. So if you do nothing else in your life but really, you know, wallow around in your amazingness, your fabulousness, your love of yourself, and that they say your whole being, your whole everything, and they're saying to me, even your tummy that you feel is too fat. all that we have, all that we do, all that we are, wallowing around in that love and joy of ourselves, appreciation, gratitude for what we have and who we are. They say that is the way to world peace. So anyway, I love that. So then my one today, confidence. With confidence, I make choices that enrich my life. So I realized I can look around and I can see inspiration anywhere and everywhere. I can, you know, sometimes you're looking and you're like, oh boy, I'm so hard on myself. That can be a reminder and inspiration to move forward and remember that I am perfect in the eyes of God. I'm exactly perfect. The angel's saying, yeah, go, Sadhu, go. I got into this whole thing last week where, again, I was trying to, thinking, I've got to fix myself, I've got to fix myself, I've got to fix myself. And even bought several books to fix myself. I need to go on a special diet. Oh, this is going to be it. This is going to be the one. And realize, like, what the hell am I doing? So the angels keep telling me, and I had been ignoring their voices, but they keep telling me, trust, trust, trust. Just allow it all to unfold. They've been showing this like carpet unfolding, and you take a step and unfolds a little bit. You take another step and unfolds a little bit. And it's unfolding out into this beautiful, amazing, lovely nature scene. So they're saying, just trust and take the next step and let it be a little bit. Let it sit a little bit. So... I seriously am like a new woman this week. I mean, really, I seriously am. And so I love it that I really miss my honey, but I'm having this amazing time where I'm just being. I also got a very clear message that I don't need to do a lot of stuff. I doing what anything I love that nurtures me and just enjoying being, relaxing, just reading, sitting, watching a movie, whatever. I've been going to my exercise class. That's super fun. Going for walks, being with friends. I'm planning this Friday night. I'm having six of us. My daughter's coming to visit, and I'm going to have a little girl goddess party and potluck and games and maybe dancing around the living room a little bit. So anyway, life is good. Life is fabulous. And I'm just, you know, thrilled to be doing what I'm doing my work, being who I am, filled with gratitude, dropping the guilt, dropping any of that guilt, any of that old crappy guilt that is not needed anymore. That's an old 3D thing that's not needed anymore. Okay, so let's see if I'm supposed to do a chant. Okay, they're saying do the chant for miracles because that kind of feels like this is a miraculous time and we all can feel like we need miracles and help us move forward and trust and have that profound allowing on our path. Dun dun rum daskuru, jinasidya tenesavadiya, puri hoe karamat, the opposite of jinahare tadiya, siki ate sangati, parabrahma karanamasakariya, Atala ataho toladu dera antana para varia. Jini to savia bokara se to the para utaria. La baloba kamakro the maho marakade to the sapara varia. Dana sotera tanahe such a tera pesa karia. Nanakatu lahanatu hai guru amaratu vicharia. Guru Dittata Mana Sadariya, Guru Dittata Mana Sadariya. Oh, okay, this is interesting. They've never done this before. They're telling me that I should sing a little bit from Jim's favorite song. And this is from my, this is my harmonium, which you will hear in a second. And the main line of the song is Namo Namo. And so they're saying they want us to bow to ourselves and to bow to the ancient, beautiful, divine wisdom that we have within us. I'll just sing just a very brief little bit. Namo, 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 nete, 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 hem. Satyaguru Deya Nita, nete, maga, support. Namo, 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 nete, 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 hem. Satyaguru Deya Nita, Namo, 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 nita, 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 hem. Namo, 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 nita, 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 hem. Namo, 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 nita, 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 hem. Okay, well, that's the first time they've ever had me do that. But anyway, that's kind of dedicated to my honey. Because he says that one of the ways I wooed him was with Gurbani Kirtan. And that's what that is. That's Gurbani Kirtan. That's in the Sikh tradition. So anyway. It is this fabulous, gorgeous day. It feels like we're oozing into summer here, easing into summer, and it just feels so blissful. I'm enjoying tending my little backyard. I've never been a big gardener before. I probably still am not, because we have this like maybe 25 feet by 25 feet little lawn that I mow in the back, and I just watered it, and I planted some tomatoes yesterday, some cilantro, a kale plant, and a broccoli plant from our friend who gave us. And I've got some flowers, and we have some bamboo, and it just felt really, it's really fun for me to tend this little, it's kind of, as my dear Michael used to say, this little tiny target of garden. So anyway, the lady just said we have about a minute left, and I'm sending so much love and joy to all of you, to all of us. I'm just wallowing in my gratitude and wallowing in my joy and wallowing in being me. And I'm I really am so grateful for myself, for my amazing husband, children, fabulous friends, connections, dear cadre, beautiful people. I'm so grateful, and I love you all very, very much, and I hope you have a beautiful and fabulous and blessed day. Mwah!